Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We've got Middle Cross up, and they're going to be singing Little Branch. And I tell you, I love this song. It's a blessing, and I believe you're going to enjoy it. And so I know the day's Monday, and maybe you're looking for something. Maybe you're looking for a foot tapper to get along in your work or whatever you're doing today. This is it. Amen. This is a Little Branch, and you're going to enjoy the Middle Cross as they sing this song today.
Lord, I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. When I need rain, you let it rain on me. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. Lord, I know I'm small, but you make me strong.
That's our good friends out of Madison County, Middle Cross, singing Little Branch on a Mighty Tree. We've got a special treat for you today, coming to you live from the sanctuary of Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And we've got a friend of ours named R.R. Davina. He's going to be preaching here in just a moment on John chapter number 10. We're going to continue this series all week long on John chapter number 10. I believe you're going to enjoy Brother R.R. Davina.
If you would turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter number 10, the gospel according to John, chapter number 10, and we'll read verse number 1 to 10. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Therefore they know his voice. Verse number 5, and the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not the things, what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so this evening, for a few minutes, I want to preach on this subject, Christ, the door to salvation. Amen. Christ, the door to salvation. I want to draw your attention in verse number 9, where the Bible says here, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We know that in this familiar passage of Scripture, Jesus Christ presents himself as the door to salvation. He makes an authoritative declaration in this passage of Scripture. And you see, my friend, aren't you glad that Christ is the door to salvation? What he meant is that he is the way, or he is the entrance into the sheepfold. Isn't that right? Aren't you glad this evening that Jesus Christ, he is the way into God's presence. Jesus Christ is the way into God's acceptance. Jesus Christ is the way into salvation. Jesus Christ is the way into salvation. Jesus Christ is the way into the true church. Jesus Christ is the way into heaven. Jesus Christ is the way into the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the way into eternal life. I want to testify to you this evening, my friend. Had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, I will be in hell. Isn't that right? And so if you want to go where God is, you must enter the door of Christ. Isn't that right? A person can only enter God's sheepfold through the door of Christ. For Christ is the only door into God's acceptance and presence. The Bible says in John chapter number 14, verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus didn't say that he is a way. Jesus didn't say that he is a life. Jesus didn't say that he is a truth, but the definite article there, the word the, that he is for certain. Amen. Somebody say amen. And so aren't you glad this evening that we can fellowship in the word of God, because he is the way, because he is the truth, and because he is the life. Amen. And Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 18, for the Bible says here, for through him we both have access by one Spirit and Father. And so there are three things here considering Christ, the door to salvation. Amen. First of all, I want you to notice here in verse number 9 on the first part, notice the portrayal of Christ in verse number 9. The Bible says, I am the door. It has been said by others that a picture is often worth a thousand words. Christ often used figurative language in the scriptures to picture his person and purpose. As an example, he portrayed himself as the bread of life. He portrays himself as the water and in the light. The Bible says that he is the light, and he pictures himself as the shepherd, as Brother Youngblood said this evening in that rhyme, and a physician also. But here he portrayed himself as a door, amen? And so let's talk about the only door here. The Bible says, I am the door. Christ did not say that he was a door, but the door, amen? Aren't you glad that we can find assurance, that we can find satisfaction through that door? You know why, my my friend, because I've been born again. Amen. I got saved by the good grace of God. And so in Acts chapter number 4, verse number 12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 5 and 6, the Bible says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Aren't you glad that Christ laid down his life for us? He is that mediator. He is the middleman on the cross. He is that bridge that that connected us through God. Amen. Adam and Eve broke that in the Garden of Eden for thousands and thousands of years ago. But I'm glad to report to you 2,000 years ago that Jesus connected that bridge. If you are born again, child of God, this evening, then you can cross that bridge. Amen. That you can be fellowship. You can fellowship with God the Father, the holy and just God, the righteous God. Isn't that right? And so in verse number 9, Jesus used the clear claim to deity. I am. I believe I've heard that all along the scriptures in the Old Testaments, in the book of Exodus, where Moses asked God, whom should I say that you are? You know, I am that I am. And Jesus claims it here, the deity of Christ, that he is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and there are three in one. Isn't that right? And so this gives us an assurance that he is the only door to God. Amen. And so may I say that let the programs die in this generation. Let the liberals shut up. Let all everything die out. Can I testify to you, my friend, that Jesus Christ, that he is the only way, that he's the only truth, and he is the life. Amen. And so may I say that all others who claim to be the door are thieves and robbers. The proof that Jesus said that he is the only door, then all other doors are false doors. Isn't that right? And so these false doors claim to know the right way. These false doors claim to have the newest ideas and methods to go into heaven. But let me testify to you, my friend, this evening, that the only way to go to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot go to heaven through works. You cannot go through heaven through baptism. You cannot go through heaven through joining the church. The only way that a person can go to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ, placing your faith, placing placing your trust in him. And so can I just say, my friend, that these false doors claim to have the right teaching and religion, but Jesus presents himself here that he is the door. Amen. And so, but Jesus says that they are thieves and robbers. The devil is out there doing his best to destroy God's people. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter number 10, verse number 10, it says here, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But the Bible says there, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so I'm glad to report to you, my friend, this evening, that the devil he will be doing his best to steal and to kill and to destroy God's people. But the Bible says, as a child of God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Tune in tomorrow to get part number 2 of the message. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.